Greetings, this is Jim, Wonder in Reality, apology for the delay. Short message today that the purpose of our life, one of them, is to lose ourselves in Jesus Christ. This glorious opportunity to escape and to lose ourselves, to get caught up into Him and His glory. Amen. That's the kingdom of God. That's the presence of God. The presence and power and His glory. This can't be put into words. This is incredible. I think deep down inside of all of us, we want that. We want to, you might call it escape, but that really is not the best word. It's something we can't really put it into words. But we want that something more, something greater, to move up higher. More than that, to find true fulfillment and purpose and to find all the answers, and it's all in Him and His glory. The person of Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Amen. This glorious opportunity we have every day, all the time. And we can start afresh every day. We can start afresh right now. If you've known Jesus Christ, or if you don't know Him, we can all start new and fresh, because He is a God of mercy. He's always there. He's always wanting us to come to Him. At the same time, there's the other side, which I've been trying to emphasize. The other side, there's the love of God, but there's the wrath of God. There's both sides. There's heaven, there's hell. I want to give one practical example of how serious this is. In my messages, I've been talking about how 70% of the world are not followers of Jesus Christ. And the tragedy, the biggest tragedy, the biggest problem on earth is that if they die without Jesus Christ, they go to hell forever, for eternity. It's a harsh truth. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to think about it. It's awful. Many people don't believe that. In fact, here's the example. Just recently, I was with some people that I know. They are strong Catholics. I believe that they're saved. I believe, you know, they believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That they have said that in so many words. But I asked them this question just neutrally. I just wanted to hear what they thought about the question: what happens to someone if they die and they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? And these two men, one of them older, a strong Catholic his whole life. He's actually a somewhat of a leader in the Catholic Church. Not on staff. He's been ordained to do weddings and things like that. He believes, and this other person believes, that God will not send someone to hell, that they will not go to hell and burn in fire forever. That's what they said. And this one gentleman began to talk about, he's a friend of mine, began to talk about the history of the Catholic Church and how, and things like that. He wouldn't go into details. You know, he wouldn't come out right and say, you know, talk about hell and talk about heaven. But this is a tragedy that even those who are in the Catholic and the Christian Church, many of them do not believe that there is, you know, that those who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior will go to hell and burn in hell for eternity. They don't believe it. They are adamant in their denial of this. This is tragic. And this goes right along with what I've been saying. A minority of people are followers of Jesus. Even within that group, a minority. I don't know if it's a minority, but even within that group, there's people who, you know, don't believe the central core beliefs and truths that Jesus Christ presents. Really, it could be argued that they're not truly following Jesus Christ. We're not the judge, but let's press into Jesus. Let's continue on with Him. Let's realize this incredible, glorious opportunity to lose ourselves in Him. Final point. What prompted me to bring this up is, you know, we have so much self-focus today on us, and on it's just rampant, it's pervasive, it's everything is about self, and we're always focused on ourself and what, you know, and losing ourselves in Jesus Christ is really way at the other end of the spectrum of being focused on self. We forget about ourselves. That's what Jesus tells us to do. Forget yourself. If anyone comes after me, let him forget himself. Take up his cross, die every day, and follow me. It sounds, you know, the entire teachings of Jesus, to most people, to the carnal mind, so to speak, people who don't know the Holy Spirit, it looks hard, it looks difficult, people think it's religion, they don't want anything to do with it, but the reality, the truth is, the kingdom of God, that's the presence of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, allows us to lose ourselves, to forget ourselves, to be caught up into His glory. And that's when everything starts. And so, final point, how do we do that? It's through our relationship with the Holy Spirit. So natural, so simple. It's as simple as breathing, drinking a glass of water, eating. It's so simple. A great man of God said, someone asked me, how do I, surrender to the Holy Spirit? He said, well, I can't even answer that because it's so simple. It's just as simple as sitting in a chair. You just sit in the chair. So that's an encouragement to all of us, to you, to anyone listening, to me. We just surrender to Him. It's so simple. We don't even have to think about it. We just make that conscious decision. Amen. Hopefully I'm going to give more messages coming up soon. Thank you for being patient, bearing with me. I'm involved in this campaign in my city that's something that's going to hurt a lot of the majority of people in my city. So a group of us are working to try to defeat it. It's on May 1st, but I should be finished in a week or so with the main work. Thank you. Blessings.